7 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee leaders have been at odds over whether to participate in the federal summer EBT program, which helps feed school-aged children who receive free or reduced-price meals after the school year ends. Jameson Miller with member station WKMS reports a Northwest Tennessee group is trying to help struggling families keep food on the table.
Feeding America estimates that more than 1 in 5 kids in nearly every Northwest Tennessee county experienced food insecurity in 2023, the latest year on record. Tony Torres is the director of the Southwest Human Resource Agency's Summer Nutrition Program, or SUN. The group stocks grab-and-go sites across its 24-county service region, in addition to delivering to those in need. He says SUN has added routes in Lake, Tipton, and Obion counties in response to high demand.
We've never done those before, so this is something that we're reaching out to make sure that more kids are being fed.
SUN gave out over 600,000 meals last summer, but Torres says this year they're on track to give out twice that. I'm Jameson Miller in Murray.
The connection points of Nashville's interstates are frequently marked by traffic congestion and driver confusion. Now, the state's Department of Transportation is looking for ways to make it better. A study currently underway looks at both the downtown loop and the I-440 corridor. Right now, TDOT is asking for public input through in-person meetings and an online survey. They're asking people who regularly drive on roadways about the problems you tend to see. The survey also asks how likely you would be to pay a toll to use choice lanes in those areas. You can find the survey at buildwithustn.com. Amazon is building out more office space in Nashville beyond the two towers that it's already constructed. The Nashville Business Journal reports Amazon Music is spending nearly $8 million to outfit a floor of the CAA building at Nashville Yards. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.